Happy New Year from the Grilling Guys. You are listening to the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And Bob and I talked a little bit about the lack of a New Year's resolution, but many of you out there have them. And sometimes they kind of focus on your diet and exercise. Well, the Grilling Guys, the only exercise you're going to get is walking back and forth between the beer fridge and the grill. But once you get to either one of them, we might be able to help you a little bit with some dietary recommendations. So we're going to start on the grill side. Stay away from your beer fridge, and that's our only advice.
Doesn't that
there.
Hurt?
Right. Yeah.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks a lot, Job. Good job. We are going to do a little bit of healthy grilling to keep those resolutions going, and that is the trick for everybody's keeping the resolutions.
Right.
Everybody joins the gym or buys an elliptical or the treadmill's the biggie. That's right. The best coat rack in the house.
Right.
But I have one. So let's talk about what we can effectively do that tastes good. And it's, as you'll see as the show unfolds, it's not hard if you make these certain choices to have food that tastes really good off the grill but is a little bit better for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to lean into some things like, you know, maybe grilled fish and grilled chicken or lean steaks or lean this and that. But there's still great ways to make it taste really good without feeling like you're getting punished.
Stay away from the creamy, cheesy sauces. That'll help. You know, those are generic recommendations.
What, gravy?
But you turn on the Food Network and there somebody's making sausage gravy.
In and front butter of you. And all?
Yeah, with a skillet and it's generally not the way you want to go.
You saying Paula Deen wouldn't like this version of the show that we're doing?
I'm saying I don't really care.
Okay, so there is something out there called Cali Chicken. There's a bunch of different names, California, this and that. But it's a California way to make chicken, so I just call it Cali Chicken because kids love to call it Cali. When we were kids, we called California Cali. I don't know why. We're lazy Americans.
Did they have California back when you were a kid?
It was just being formed.
Gold Rush, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Right. So this one's pretty cool. It's basically going to be a skinless, boneless chicken breast that you're going to marinate, and then you're going to grill it. And when you're finishing it off, you're going to put I like provolone. A lot of people put mozzarella on it.
So didn't we just talk about no cheeses and no sauces for your healthy grill, and then we're going to finish it with cheese?
No, okay. You did.
Oh,
I didn't.
I see. Okay.
You can still have cheese and be healthy. Actually, La Fromage is good for you.
Okay.
So let's talk about the marinade. I'm going to use like a 18-year from Old World Olive Company. That 18-year balsamic is crazy, ridiculous.
Yep, very good.
And then a couple cloves of garlic, a little bit of honey. And then a couple tablespoons of good EVO, and then a couple teaspoons of Italian seasoning. Now, I think it's McCormick's. There's maybe two companies that make seasonings. I get these big jugs, and help me with the name. Is it McCormick's does those or somebody else?
Yeah, but no.
You get them at
of Italian seasoning.
Gordon Food Service.
Yeah,
you know,
or wherever,
you get the big, yeah. There's a company that does the big containers, and I keep one that just says Italian seasoning. And basically what it is basil, thyme, parsley, and oregano. I don't think so. I think it's like four greens. It's real simple. But it's a beautiful blend, and you know better than anybody, it's the proportions on those blends, on the aromatics, that'll take you the right way or the wrong way. And that blend of Italian works really good. Don't try and reinvent the wheel. This just works the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to put some kosher salt in it, and that's going to be your marinade. So you're going to marinate that chicken for, I recommend, at least 12 hours, 6 to 12 hours. But, you know, people will do it for as long as they want.
Well, it depends on how much of that balsamic in there, because if you get too acidic, you can over marinate.
Yeah,
and
but
it turns into like.
But it's chicken, so it's not so bad. I mean, it takes quite a while to marinate chicken, in my experience, mm-hmm. unless you have a really salty brine, and this one's not. So anyway, grill those chicken breasts on medium heat, and get them till they're done, like 160 to approaching 165. Throw that provolone on there, and or mozzarella, and shut the lid and put 2 minutes on them to finish that breast. Bring it up to 165 with the provolone, so it's melted. You slide them off and you put them on a platter, and then you put a slice of tomato on there, and then you put your slices of avocado on there, and then you pour a balsamic reduction. Take some of that 18 year and reduce it a little bit, and you drizzle that over the top, and it's just beautiful. It looks so good, you can't wait to eat it. And that's half of making something taste good,
right?
Is that presentation.
Oh, you eat with your eyes, you eat with your nose, and then you eat with your mouth.
Right.
Right? You're going to look at it, you're going to smell it, and then you're going to eat it. And it all contributes to the beauty of a dish that comes off this. But balsamic reductions, we should talk a little bit about that. Why? This is a balsamic is a vinegar, right? But generally, they're aged for a period of time, and with that aging, they get a richness and a flavor in them. That in if you want to even concentrate it more, is you pour that in a little saucepan, put it over medium heat, and it'll start to boil and bubble.
Simmer it lightly.
And what it does is it reduces down to almost like a syrupy consistency.
You burn off the water in it is what you're doing.
Right.
So you're making it sappy.
But it's really, you know, and the beauty of this is that you can do a bunch of it and put it in a little squirt bottle or a bottle of some sort, and it'll keep for a long time. But it's a super concentrated flavor. Our friends at Old World Olive Company have a variety of balsamics available. And, boy, you reduce those down, and it really can add a punch to a dish. And there's zero fat, zero calories in
those.
You
don't put a ton of it on whatever you're serving. And the cool thing is you pour it on the plate as you serve it. So you're putting just a little squiggle line, and it's just enough to give that flavor. But it's also a really cool part of the presentation.
Yep, it's a garnish. As well as part of it. But you can, you know, this chicken breast, for example, you wipe a little bit of it in that before you take a bite, and it's just a bang right on the end of your tongue when you put that in your mouth. And it's just a way to add flavor to your dish without adding calories. So if it's really a healthy condiment.
Yeah, balsamic vinegar's like, it's such a healthy thing.
Super, super healthy condiment to put on there.
So we're going
to
post this recipe up on The Grillin' Guys. Look at our website. It's called The Grillin' Guys. On there, you'll see a search bar on the top right. Put in any word you're curious about trying to find. If you want to find a picture of, put in a Slender Joppy, and look what his New Year's resolution.
You will there's not all like that picture.
There's all sorts of photos of him flexing.
Right.
And so anyway, this one's going to be called Cali Chicken. It's going to be on the front page this afternoon.
Right.
So it'll be right on the website.
Coming up next, we might have a little Rosa chicken thighs. Those are Italian chicken thighs.
Or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody going to name their babies after me. It might not go down in history, but got a girl.